In the early 1900s, two girls convinced the world that fairies were real and that they had captured them on camera. Beginning in 1917, these two girls, who were cousins, called Frances Griffiths and Elsie Wright, began taking the photographs. Elsie was the elder one, she was about 15, 16, and her little cousin was about 9, 10, and they did it as a practical joke. This is the first photograph taken in 1917, showing Frances surrounded by dancing fairies. This one was taken a few months later, also in 1917, showing Elsie with a gnome. To create these photographs, Frances had borrowed her father's camera, and then they had created and drawn little cardboard cutouts of fairies. This was the third photograph taken in 1920, and it shows Frances with a leaping fairy. This was the fourth photograph, and here we have a fairy offering a posy of flowers to Elsie. Obviously, we can tell that this is a fake, it's a cardboard cutout, but adults at the time actually believed it to be true, including people like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of the Sherlock Holmes series. In fact, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle actually wrote this: "I have convinced myself that there is overwhelming evidence for fairies." Of course, there were sceptics. Some people couldn't believe that these fairies would have such fashionable 1920s hairstyles. But overwhelmingly, people wanted to believe that fairies had been captured on camera and that they were real. The girls actually never said anything about it, not for decades and decades, because they didn't want to actually embarrass the people who had believed in it, which is very sweet of them. Essentially, it was a hoax that went too far.